Hi there, and welcome to Mining the Commons. Hope you're doing really well and that you will have a wonderful weekend ahead here. And we're going to look at a comment from Tyler about like how to truly let go. I hope it'll bring a lot of value to learn from the comment and from what I share about the comment. But before we jump in, quick announcement. Our Insomnia Immunity Program, which is our group coaching program, I've seen really that it's for someone who is okay with this kind of group setting, it is remarkable how powerful it is when, you learn not only from the coaches, from the curriculum, but from the group, and you kind of like, anyways, it's been really wonderful and it's been growing a lot. And in fact, we are at a place where about 45 students, and that is, it's at capacity because the drop-in classes, which we do twice a week, they become quite large. And I've seen for a while that, we can't grow much more. So our Insomnia Immunity is full, but this is why we, of course, created a second one. So no worries. We have created a second one, and we're kind of creating a split here. I'm just sharing with you because, you might be thinking, I was going to be working with Coach Michelle and Coach Daniel in the immunity program. But in fact, we now have two programs and two teams. So Coach Michelle and Coach Alina are the green team, and they're going to moderate the original immunity program where we have, a Slack channel and Zoom for dropping calls. And then Coach Veronica and Coach Daniel and myself, we're the orange team now, and we will moderate one Slack channel and one Zoom for dropping calls, just so you know. All right. So now with that said, let us jump in and check this comment from Tyler. Came in 2 days ago. Tyler says, Coach Daniel, thank you for the constant uploads. Anytime, thank you for being here. So often I seek out your videos as recentering of sorts after a bad night or week of sleep. I've noticed that my refusal to accept negative outcomes results in an increased fight or flight response, racing thoughts, and ultimately a night of poor sleep. What's helped is being okay with the outcome and telling myself that one bad night will happen, it's okay. Just pure insight here. Where I've struggled is truly accepting that it is okay. I catch myself telling myself that all is okay, but I feel like I constantly fall back into thinking nonstop about my sleep. Any advice on truly letting go? And I said in the comment section that, I'm going to pick this for mine in the comments on Friday. And there was a specific reason I did that. So we're going to take a look at that specific reason. And I think we'll actually go back to this comment from Tyler to kind of contextualize after the fact. But the specific reason was actually that in our drop-in class this Tuesday, one of our students said she'd been listening to Drew Linsalata, The Anxious Truth. And he had kind of, had this kind of rhetorical question in his podcast episode where he asked the audience, are you truly letting go? And he said, because when you are, it actually hurts more initially. And our student, she had heard that and she was kind of like, yeah, this is true. I'm not truly letting go. And this was a moment, I think, when she was very anxious, very scared, very frazzled. And she was like, I am going to do that now. And I think in that very moment, she was like, I'm going to truly let go and just feel this. And it didn't feel good. She was crying, but she did find relief in that. And, this echoed when I saw this, like truly letting go here, it kind of reminded me of what the student has said about the Anxious Truth podcast and Drew Linsalata. So I thought we could expand on this. And I thought we could start with this. What is the opposite of letting go? Somebody may say holding on, of course. Yeah, that's true. Holding on. But in this context, I said the opposite of letting go or letting things be is something like attempting to avoid an uncomfortable emotion. And you may say, well, Tyler wasn't talking about emotions, he was talking about sleep. But in reality, insomnia is just the surface manifestation of a strong emotion, which typically is fear. We could be awake at night because we are excited, but that's not insomnia. Insomnia is when we're awake at night as a result of fear. And actually, that it's the fear of being awake that creates insomnia, and this loop of like, I'm scared of being awake, that makes me more hyper aroused, then I'm awake more, et cetera, right? But anyway, the opposite of letting go, I would say, is attempting to avoid an uncomfortable emotion, okay? Now, does this work? is it possible to avoid an uncomfortable emotion, you know, get away from it and not feel it, if you will? Well, I'll say this. We've seen, like Tyler said himself, that attempting to escape the perceived threat confirms the idea that we are in danger, leading to more warning signals. And fear is just a warning signal. So if we have an actual, you know, tangible threat around us, we can escape that. That's what we're designed for. But if there's this intangible inner threat, like we're scared of being awake, of not sleeping, or we're scared of feeling anxious, and we try somehow to escape that, then what we're doing is just teaching the brain that, oh, there is something dangerous to be escaped, which makes the brain kind of even more like sensitized, and it sends even more warning signals, which is the fear, and then we're in this loop. So, you know, in the big picture wise, we can see that attempting to escape a perceived threat is tricky, but ... we can distract ourselves like temporarily, you know? We can feel really scared and we don't want to feel that way. And then we're like, okay, I'm going to go jogging or something like that, or I'm going to keep myself really busy. And then we can like, we in this kind of somewhat forceful way, we shift the tension, and we can sort of halfway avoid the emotion just because of distraction or something like that, you know? So it is possible to sort of like partly or halfway let go. We can be in a place, maybe Tyler describes this to some degree, where we're like, sometimes we're okay with, you know, sometimes we're like, it's okay if I don't sleep, it's okay if I feel anxious, but then at some later point we're like, but not this much, and now it's not okay. So we can sort of halfway let go, and when this doesn't feel okay to feel anxious, we can do something that somehow distracts ourselves in this way. So it's possible to kind of halfway let go. And now, when, you know, in this scenario, we can see that the struggle fades when we let go, but we can also continue to deploy some avoidance, which then, you know, keeps the struggle going, you know? And this kind of leads to where we started about, talked about Drew and his insight, which is that fully letting go is actually being fully willing to feel the discomfort of fear. Because I'm using fear, it could also be like another strong emotion like anger or sadness or disgust or something like that, but really in the context of something it's going to be fear. So fully letting go in our context here is being fully willing, like being willing to fully feel the fear, experience the fear. And the point here is that it will hurt more at first. So when it comes to like any tips on like fully letting go, I think it is this one. It's really about like fully being willing to feel, you know, the discomfort, feel the fear, feel the sensations, feel whatever comes with it. Now, when you hear this, it can sound like, so I have to make myself feel it immediately now. You know, this is what I have to do now. But deploying pressure, I think, isn't really helpful. You know, it is scary to experience a strong emotion. It's nobody wants to do that. And we think like, I have to do that, I have to fully let go immediately, that can create some pressure, which actually just creates another inner struggle. So I think, you know, in whatever, just having this awareness that it is about being fully willing to experience these painful emotions, that is the way. We don't have to push ourselves to do that, but we can more like use this as like a compass, you know. A compass to us truly letting go is like, okay, this feels uncomfortable, so that probably means that is something that shows me the way. Like if I go towards more willingness to feel this discomfort, that is the compass towards fully letting go, if you will. Now, with that said, let's go back and see if we missed something or there's anything more to contextualize here. I catch myself telling myself that it's all okay, but I feel like I constantly fall back to thinking nonstop about my sleep. To me, that's, you know, the constantly going back to think about sleep is sort of like the problem solving again, and thinking like, how can I avoid the not sleeping and the fear, you know, that is associated with that. And anyways, I think we covered it. Going back here, I think we didn't miss anything in particular. So Tyler, hope this made sense to you. If not, you know, let us know in the comments here. And with that said, I will say I wish you all a very nice weekend. If you are finding that you are on your way to where you want to be, peaceful sleep, peace of mind. That is wonderful. As always, let us know in the comment section. But on the flip side, if you feel things are tricky, you feel maybe isolated, alone, you're not really sure how to navigate, then do head over to our website, check out our coaching options. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the inside. With that said, again, have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next week.